Welcome back to This Week in Rowlett, your go-to podcast for the latest events and updates in our community. I'm Farron Bambico, Communications and Media Specialist for the City of Rowlett. Let's see what's going on this week, beginning Monday, May 20th. Join us this Monday, May 27th at noon for a Memorial Day community gathering at Veterans Park in downtown Rowlett. We are so heartened to see the outpouring of support for Memorial Day in our community and would like to thank the Kiwanis Club of Northeast Dallas County for organizing this gathering at Veterans Park. We hope to see all of you there. In observation of Memorial Day, City of Rowlett offices and facilities, including the community center, library, municipal court, and animal shelter, will be closed on Monday, May 27th. Trash service will be delayed by one day that week. Congratulations to Joe and Susan Henschel, who were recently named as the Rowlett Smart Yard winners for spring 2024. Joe and Susan started their habitat journey by reaching out to the Texas Discovery Garden and learning from their leaders. The Henschel's garden has evolved over the years from their eagerness to learn and passion for pollinators. Thank you for your outstanding efforts to build a pollinator and environmentally friendly garden. Join us at Rowlett City Hall for this week's council meetings. The City Council work session starts at 6 p.m. tonight. Then tomorrow night, Tuesday, May 21st, the City Council regular session starts at 7 p.m. The Spring Farmers and Crafts Market continues Thursdays in downtown Rowlett. We had to cancel last Thursday's market due to weather. If Mother Nature cooperates, we'll try it again this week. Swing by the downtown Rowlett Green after work every Thursday from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. to enjoy a variety of food trucks and visit with local vendors, all while shopping for crafts and more. There's face painting every third Thursday and live music every fourth Thursday of the month. Let the games begin. Registration for the Summer Reading Challenge at the Rowlett Public Library is now open. Mark your calendars for an unforgettable start to a summer filled with reading, adventure, and fun. Pre-register the whole family and earn prizes for reading. Make sure you sign up before the summer reading kickoff party on June 1st. And just a heads up, there will be no youth library programs in May at the library. Children's programs are taking a break this May as library staff prepare for a full summer. Hey seniors, are you ready for another dart adventure? On Friday, May 31st, we will be taking the train to the Perot Museum in downtown Dallas. The cost is $5. Be sure to contact the RCC front desk at 972-412-6170 to sign up. And speaking of activities for seniors, did you know that there's a senior bowling bunch every third Thursday at noon at the Rowlett Bowlerama? Join fellow seniors for a fun-filled afternoon of bowling. It's a $5 entry fee. Please note that shoe rentals are not included in the entry fee and pre-registration is required. Call the RCC at 972-412-6170 to sign up.
Hey, Farron, what's your highest bowling score?
300.
No.
I'm kidding. There's a pet adopt-a-thon on Saturday, June 1st. Visit the Rowlett Animal Shelter from 9 a.m. to noon for food trucks, craft vendors, and free adoptions. All adoptions include a free city registration, microchipping, and giveaways. The first 10 adoptions also receive free spay and neuter services. We can't wait to introduce you to your new best friend. And coming up, it's the Juneteenth Block Party on Saturday, June 15th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. in downtown Rowlett. Celebrate with fantastic food vendors, free giveaways, an activity-filled kids zone, and live music. Fireworks on Main is back. Make your plans now. Join us this 4th of July for Fireworks on Main at Pecan Grove Park for a night of dazzling fireworks, live music, kids activities, and tons of great food. And back by popular demand, the Emerald City Band returns as the headlining musical act. For more info and details, visit rowlett.com to make your plans. If you want to learn more about any topic or event highlighted in today's episode, be sure to check out the show notes in the description. And thank you for listening, Rowlett. I'll see you next week.